Purim, Tovshina and Tess. Shoshanas Yaakov, Tzahala Vasamecha, Biroisam Yachat, Chelis Mordechai. Shoshanas Yaakov, Klal Yisrael are called the Rose of Yaakov. Tzahala Vasamecha, we're very, very happy. And the Megillah records, Vayishushan Tzahala Vasamecha, that's where this text comes from. But in the Pizmon of Shoshanas Yaakov, we are referred to as a Shoshana of Yaakov, of Klal Yisrael. And the Mefarshim ask, we find many other ways of referring to Klal Yisrael. In the Torah, we would be called Bnei Yisrael, Am Yisrael. In the Megillah itself, we are called Yehudim. Why suddenly here the reference of Yaakov? Further, Biroisam Yachad, when they see Techeles Mordechai, the Techeles of Mordechai, is again the sources in the Pasuk. But why, of all the things that Mordechai was wearing, is it singled out particularly the Techeles? In order to understand this, let us analyze a very well-known Gemara. The Megillah introduces Mordechai onto the scene of history. Ish Yehudi Hoya Bashushan Abira. Simple translation, Ish Yehudi. There was a man who came from Shevet Yehuda. And then it continues and says, Shmuel Mordechai ben Yoyer ben Shimi ben Kish Ishimini. He comes from Binyamin. And the Gemara asks, make up your mind, was he from Binyamin or was he from Yehuda? And the Gemara says a very interesting answer. Really, he was from Binyamin. He came from Shimi ben Gera, ben Yoyer ben Shimi. So why the description Ish Yehudi? Says the Gemara, this refers to the story in Shmuel Beis, Pirek Tezayin, very famous story, that Shimi ben Gera cursed David HaMelech. V'hu kilalani kolola nimretzes. He called David HaMelech all sorts of names. And David's soldiers and warriors and henchmen wanted to and were able to kill Shimi ben Gera. And David HaMelech stopped them and he said to them, Hashem Omar Loi Kalel, HaKadosh Baruch Hu decreed that Shimi should curse me. And the way I need to relate to it is that this is sent by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and don't take out my frustration and my vengeance against Shimi himself. And because of this policy of David HaMelech, Shimi was saved, and because of this, in the later generation, Mordechai was born. Says the Gemara, Ish Yehudi Hoya. Mordechai didn't come from Yehuda, but Shevet Yehuda said that we take the credit, part of the credit of the fact that there is a Mordechai who comes, who is descendant from Shimi, is only because of Shevet Yehuda, only because David HaMelech had the courage and the understanding to say, Hashem Omar Loi Kalel, he approached a situation in this way and therefore saved the life of Shimi and ultimately brought about the gula of Mordechai HaTzadik. This, the Mefarshim explained, that when David HaMelech said Hashem Omar Lo Kalel, doesn't mean that there was actually a voice of HaKadosh Baruch Hu who told him to curse. David HaMelech relates to it and as if HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him to do it. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu decided this is what needs to happen to me, then I need to look at it as Hashem Omar Lo Kalel. And this the Chinuch explains in Mitzvah Reish Mem Aleph as the base of when the Torah says Lisikah and Velisitah, don't take revenge. Why shouldn't I take revenge? I want to take revenge. This person baveled me. He was so unkind to me. And the answer is, if it was decreed when Hashemayim that you needed to have it, whatever his intentions were, whether he was right or wrong, but you were going to get that pain anyway, it comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. A person who's ma'amin, who really understands that every bit of success or lack of success comes direct from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, has no reason to get angry, has no reason to take revenge, and has no reason to kill a Shimi ben Gera. This is what we say in the continuation of Shoshanas Yaakov. Oror Haman asher bikesh la'abdi baruch Mordechai Yehudi. When we curse Haman, we curse his midas. Oror Haman, how does he react when he's in a difficult situation? Somebody tries to do something to me, somebody insulted me, then the reaction by Haman is, that midah we curse. Baruch, whom do we praise? Whom do we look up to? Baruch Mordechai HaYehudi. Mordechai represents this middah of Yehudi, of Shevet Yehuda, of David HaMelech, who said in his situation when somebody wanted to hurt him, when somebody did hurt him, he reacted in the correct way and he said, Hashem Omar Loi Kaleil. This understanding, this reaction of Rav HaMelech mirrors the mitzvah of Tcheles. Tcheles is to remind us at all times a person would wear Tcheles, and the Tcheles is doimel yam, and yam is doimel kisei hakovod. Kisei hakovod reminds a person at all times of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is Sheshanas Yaakov Tzahara V'Samecha. There are times, says the Meshech Chochma, when Klal Yisrael are referred to as Yisrael. There are times when everything is going well and we see Ashkocha Protis. But there are times of Yaakov, there are times when things are difficult, there are times when it doesn't look good. As it says in the Pasuk, Vayera Hashem al Yisrael, HaKadosh Baruch Hu came to Yaakov Avinu on his way down to Mitzrayim, B'mar ois halayla, in the vision of night, in the difficult time, Vayomer of Yaakov, Yaakov, he called him Yaakov. The same Pasuk starts of Yisrael, and he says to him, but now it's a mar ois halayla, now you're going into Golos, now you're going into a situation when you are called Yaakov. And we say, Shoshanas Yaakov, the beauty, the rose, the midas, the exemplary behavior of Klal Yisrael Yaakov, when we're in a situation of Yaakov, when things are not going well, when we have a difficult situation, we see that Mordechai, who comes from David HaMelech's correct reaction, he wears Tcheles, which signifies an awareness that everything that happens to us at all times comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What was the result of Klal Yisrael recognizing Bir Oisem Yachat Chelis Mordechai? Says the Megillah, Kimu Vekiblu HaYehudim Aleihem. Says the Gemara, Hadar Kibluha B'Yemei HaShverish. Klal Yisrael re-accepted the Torah, a new Nasa V'Nishma, because we came to a new awareness that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is with us and guides us in every situation. If we realize David HaMelech's reaction, Hashem Omalei Kaleil, if we realize the way Mordechai reacted to his situation, there's no point fighting against Haman Achashverosh. We need to do tshuva and we need to do tefillah, because if we have a tzara, it comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Then Hador Kibluo Me'ahav Asaneis. The Mefarshim ask, Mordechai made a tannis immediately. It was Nisan over here. He has a whole year in which the Gezeirah looms ahead, Til Adar. Why did he make his tannis and his tefillah immediately? And the answer is, if we look at a Gezeirah as a tzara and then think, well, I have a Eitzah, what can I do about it? I'm going to daven, I'm going to give tzedakah, then I'll suit myself when I do this. If we look at it the way Mordechai looks at it, Hashem Omar Loi Kaleil, HaKadosh Baruch Hu made this situation because he wanted my teshuvah. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted my teshuvah in a month's time, he would have made the tzara then. The tzara is a message from HaKadosh Baruch Hu that I want you to do tshuvah. Then you better do tshuvah right away. And this Ness of Purim continues in every generation, as it says in the Megillah, Li yois oisim eshnei hayomim ha'ele b'chol shana v'shana. Klal Yisrael undertook that we will make a new confirmed acceptance of the Torah b'chol shana v'shana, because every year we learn this lesson anew. We say in the bracha after the Kriyas HaMegillah, we make a bracha, Harav Es Rivenu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu fights our fights. This is very different than the bracha that we say in Al HaNisim on Chanukah, and we say, Ravta, you fought, Es Rivom, their fight, referring to a historical fact in the time of the Chanukah miracle, Ravta Es Rivom. But on Purim, it's a very different situation. On Purim, we say, Harav es riveinu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who fights for us in every generation, because the nisim that HaKadosh Baruch Hu displayed in the story of Purim remain until this generation. Hastir Astir Ponai, we are still in a situation of Shoshanas Yaakov, but if we react correctly and we see the Yad Hashem and Ashkocha and everything, it comes from Techeles Mordechai, everything is there because Hashem Omar Kaleil, and it's a message for us to do tshuva, then we will be zeicha very speedily to be zeicha to see in the Geula Shlema Bereisam Yachad Techeles Mordechai.